Good morning. Showers and thunderstorms, some with torrential downpours that affected parts of interior New York and New England last evening into the overnight hours, have now moved into eastern New England and on their way out while weakening considerably. We're left with a somewhat muggy start to the day across most of the region with temperatures in the 60s to go along with some hazy sunshine. We'll have hazy sunshine through the morning and into the afternoon hours today as that front continues to slide slowly toward the coast, and high temperatures will reach just about 80. A low pressure wave along the front moving down the Ohio Valley and toward southern parts of Long Island and over southern New England today will keep the front in place while generating a few pop-up showers and thunderstorms. The best chance for these thunderstorms today will be in the southern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. The activity will die out for the evening hours under partly cloudy skies, will drop back into the 50s, and then energy will begin to dive in from the north in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. This may touch off an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the northern half of the region, north of I-90, by tomorrow morning, and a decent chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the cooler air tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, Thursday will have in-and-out sunshine and highs staying in the 70s. Finally, high pressure from the Midwest and Great Lakes will build in starting Friday and be with us through the weekend, keeping the weather dry. Skies will be mostly sunny with low humidity on Friday, highs near 80, more sunshine in the lower 80s on Saturday, and middle 80s with increased humidity on Sunday. More summer-like warmth and humidity will be with us for the beginning of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Bertha, located about 400 miles south-southwest of Halifax, Nova Scotia. Bertha is moving toward the northeast near 28 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue through tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Slow weakening is forecast in the next day or so, and Bertha is expected to become a post-tropical or extratropical cyclone by tonight. While no coastal watches or warnings are in effect, as Bertha is expected to remain out over open water, swells generated by the storm will affect portions of the United States East Coast from North Carolina to the southern parts of New England today. These swells are likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. And tropical storm watches and warnings are out for all of the waters surrounding the Hawaiian Islands as Hurricane Isel is expected to move right over the Big Island tomorrow night. The Hurricane Center forecasts are calling for Isel to weaken to a tropical storm before interacting with the islands. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog and 45 degrees with a northwest wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, we have mostly cloudy skies and a little bit of fog and 65 degrees, the dew point 62, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.90 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 41 at Mammoth Lakes, California, and in Barris and Orr, both in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms near 80, and in Buffalo, partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 86 degrees, the low, 61. The average temperature, 74, that's 2 degrees above normal. 46 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday in Albany, for the month now 53 hundredths, which is 11 hundredths below normal. And 25.73 inches for the year, which is 2.40 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 9 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month now 40 and 460 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today 82 degrees, the average low 61. The record high 98 set in 1900 and the record low 45 in 1944. Sunrise this morning at 5:52 a.m., sunset this evening 8:10 p.m., 14 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with the outside risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with a shower or thunderstorm possible by morning and lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with the outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with a shower or thunderstorm possible by morning with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible and highs reaching the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with a slight chance of a few showers or thunderstorms around and highs right around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s and a chance of a shower by early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow during the day, in and out sunshine, a scattered shower or thunderstorm from time to time, staying in the 70s. Mostly sunny, 80 on Friday. Mostly sunny, lower 80s Saturday. And a mix of sun and clouds with a bit more humidity for Sunday and Monday, with highs in the middle 80s. The next chance of showers and thunderstorms will arrive on Tuesday. For WAMC, I am News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.